Dole residents, May 18th, 2023, limited site visit.
Okay, well, welcome everyone. I'm Monica. I know some of you. I don't know everyone, but Katie, Bill, of course, and Mary, but I'm sorry, I don't know.
Nick?
Yeah.
Graham Hart?
Graham?
Alton, Okinaka.
Alton. And
Chandra Hiroshi.
Chandra, it's a long time no see. Still over there at the Shifty, huh?
Still,
yeah. awesome. Well, here it is, the 2933B La Coa Place, the carport. I don't know if you folks had a chance to look at the report. The car, the four-vehicle carport, the non-contributing gazebo, the bungalow, and here's the main house. And here's the property owner. This is Deanie Music.
Hi.
Yep.
Hi.
One of the owners. Yeah. She's here. So, I don't know what you folks, did you want to walk around the exterior first?
Okay.
All right. Well, generally we go clockwise, so if you go this way and get that gambrel roof view, it's this way. So.
Extraordinary building. Look at the trim as well.
Yeah. 1931, as I said in my report, I don't have the original drawings. I could not locate them.
Nobody does.
Exactly. So it's frustrating because, you know, we love to have those, right, Katie?
Yes.
But this is what I... the homeowners are only the second. Mrs. Music is only the second homeowner after Charles Dole. So she knows, she can answer any questions you folks may have about any changes they've made. I mean, you can see on that
how they've changed the windows,
but...
The semicircular windows, interesting,
yeah,
not
yeah.
being in the center, or
yeah,
wonder
you know,
if there were two of them once or something.
That's the attic.
Uh-huh.
I've not been up there, but I understand it's maybe like a vent.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's the one of the main bedrooms upstairs. So, there you go. And then the windows here, she was explaining. You can see here the columns, the
uh-huh.
Tuscan columns, but they've been, on the inside, you'll see they've been covered, and some of it's been, you know, cut into.
Is this originally open air, or was it?
No, it was like this. She said when they purchased it from Mr. Dole, it was all, this is what they had, those picture windows. Where's Deanie? She's not here. Those windows, I believe, are new. They just replaced them in kind with what they had, but they probably originally were double hung. I'm thinking because you'll see some double hung on the other side.
Mm-hmm. So can you tell us about Mr. Dole?
Sure. Oh, yeah. So Charles Herbert Dole was the son of James Dole. He actually lived till 97. He died about a decade ago. This was his home. He was the original homeowner of the property, the first to develop it. Because as you folks may know, a lot of the properties up here were bought and sold just for land, right? Just kept exchanging hands. But he was the first to develop it. So
he was young. A distant cousin of Stanford Dole?
Yes. So James Dole of Dole Pineapple, he was a first cousin of Stanford Dole. Yeah.
Right.
Same family, just different branches. And Charles was the son of James. So,
okay.
Yeah, and he acquired this property. He was only, I figured his age. He was like just out of Punahou. And so he graduated in 32, I believe, from Punahou. And then this, the property tax records show 31. So either, you know, he was a wealthy teenager who had the money, the means to purchase this, or his father bought it for him. That's uh-huh. the only, but I have no proof of that. I just know that he was the original owner, yeah. So I didn't make an association with James Dole on this piece. You know, it's been his son, Charles. Just, yeah. Uh-huh. So, but he does figure the family history I put into the report, or I mean into the nomination, so. But yeah, he worked as, he was an accountant for Price Waterhouse, and he had a very successful career, well-educated, you know, Stanford, Harvard, did all that, and came back, and then, but he lived his life here in the islands, and lived and worked in Honolulu, and died in 2012 at 97. Yeah, if I had done, you know, this nomination decade, if I could have perhaps talked to him, but that's how it goes, right?
Very interesting.
Yeah, and he sold it, the property, to the current owners in 1974, deed of sale. He was, Mrs. Music would attest to the fact he was a really nice guy, just wanted to move on. And he moved them to a different property, but sold it to them. And they maintained this very large piece for, you know, what is this, going on 50 years? Yeah, so. Any other questions about?
So this is a scupper, right, for the for the porch that was once.
You know, yeah.
It's high though. It's higher than the porch floor, or does the porch floor change?
Well, you guys can. this part, I'm not sure, but when you go inside, you'll see. Yeah, uh-huh. I think it's been like this. They haven't enclosed or changed anything since they bought it from him in the 70s. Except she said the windows, most in the windows, but you know, by the, he had been here like 40 something years already by the time he sold it to them. So, uh-huh. If anything, they've just tried to maintain, keep up with, you know, repairs and everything. So, but they haven't made any major changes, major, you know, windows and, This, I didn't know what that was, but you're saying you suspect it to be what?
A scupper. A scupper? Like on a ship, so the water could get off the porch.
Interesting. I didn't know. Yeah. A scupper. Oh. Okay. Huh. All right.
It's on the other side as well, which makes me think that.
True.
It might have not been enclosed.
It wasn't enclosed originally, I'm sure.
Exactly.
You wouldn't have the column.
But this was done already by the time they purchased it. Right. Yeah, and that's why I love having the drawings, but I just don't know. But that probably was the case, at least for part of it. Mm-hmm. But yeah, from the inside, when we go inside, you'll see the columns were, you know, wrapped in wood.
So is the property subdivided and then this house was built?
Yeah, so this is the it's just one piece.
It's part of the same property.
This is the bungalow that goes with it. And this was here as well, built in 1943.
Okay.
The records show that, yeah. And so it's...
Those braces are interesting. What were they for?
Yeah, so same. Yeah, I believe at one time there was an awning there, and then it's, deteriorated, and they've left the...
Oh,
the bracing there. Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it's
looks like it has its original windows.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes, that hasn't been changed the same. So they haven't had to do too much on that, but this building has had, has had some upkeep issues. So. And then in my report I talk about down there, it's supposed to be really lovely. I've actually never been, but there's, a cherished area and a bird bath. And
so they had a more formal garden.
Right, before. More formal gardens down there because the property line extends down.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
You can see with the royal palms and that was part of it remaining. So it's been difficult for them to maintain because of the forest reserve. Beyond, so it keeps encroaching, and growing on some. But I understand that it is cleared. You can just keep going down the stairs into a little garden area, open garden, and there's a bird bath down there. But as can see, I didn't attempt to go down there and try to document all that. So, but they're working on it, you know.
Amazing view out here, huh?
It's an ordeal, yeah, because of the forest just coming up constantly. So.
To the airport now.
So, yeah, so the between that, the bungalow, the house, and the carport, that one too, I'm suspecting it was built not long after the house was built, because I don't have any records of that. Just tax records for the bungalow and the house, the main house, but I don't have any for the carport. But I'm estimating it around that time, because they'd need some place to park their cars. Mm-hmm. I mean, in the 30s, they would have had, you know, I'm sure Mr. Dole had one too. But so that's why it's included as part of the contributing structures. However, on the side, it's just more of, you can see some of the original windows on the website if you want.
Yeah. I'm going to go this way.
Your dad lived in this? Oh, Levi, sorry. Yeah, same kind of, yeah, exactly, yeah.
Curvy roads.
Curvy, yeah. So, you know, there's a lot in the landscaping. They kept a lot of, like, these trees were here. The major, this was apparently here originally as well. These stairs must have led up. You know, the neighbor has now built, but you could probably go up to the top of the driveway at least. I didn't have to, like, if you had to meet somebody, like how I met you folks, you know, instead of going up the driveway.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go and look inside the bungalow first and the house, however.
Up to you, Monica.
Whatever.
Your call.
Okay. Let's do the bungalow. Let's get that over with. So yeah, this is what I, you know, this one pretty much stayed original. In my report I talked about there's a little porch here and it during a storm it collapsed. So this part was rebuilt within the last, she thinks about 2015 or 19, I believe, in that range. Probably served as extra housing, you know, for family, I guess. Yeah, so here you go. Just a simple, you know. One story with great views. Mm-hmm. So these are original Yes Lighting.
It's a cute little apartment.
Yeah. Yeah. The one of the homeowners lives in here now, so it's by her, yeah, with her dogs.
Does this plywood or Kanek on the walls?
I see wood. I don't know if it's Kanek. That's probably Kanek.
This is definitely see, yeah. The ceiling, yeah.
And then just girls with all this, the board and that, and yeah. There was, I understand, and she has the doors downstairs, I think, underneath, but, like swinging doors here. But she took them off. But they're in storage down. Yeah. Just for ease of getting in and out. Yeah. But yeah, all the original floors and.
So it looks like the walls are plywood. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
How's that?
Yeah. Oh, it almost sounds like that. Yeah. Like that press board.
Yeah, you can see the keys. Walk-in closet, you know, the usual from that time period. She had some work done in here.
You can see that
That looks like plywood, yeah.
You want to look at this?
It's smoother, right?
Restroom. She's done some, like, took out, made a closet into a little dressing area. Yeah, just to make
what
it functional.
This thing in here. This was built? When was this built?
43. Yeah.
So did you make it as a rental for people during the war?
You know that, yeah. I mean, I wish I could ask Mr. Dole that, but I'm guessing maybe just maybe rental income, maybe for family to stay. I mean, the main house is huge. There's a lot of bedrooms, but still, you know. Exactly, during the war, who knows what was needed, but now the family uses it just for one of the owners lives in it. Oops, sorry, doggy thing. Doggy paraphernalia.
Dog toys all over my apartment too.
Yeah. But yeah, just, you know, one story, single, you know, very simple. In the kitchen, I think, I mean, obviously she's added some tile here. I'm not sure if it was concrete or what, but. Yeah. Oh, you think so?
Yeah.
Wood under this?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay. Yeah, so I can't remember, you know, what it was originally, but they made, you know, tile, I guess, is easier on the kitchen.
Yeah.
All right, where's the slippers?
Yeah.
Directly from Charles Gold.
Did you actually see the
you know, during that time.
I actually didn't see it.
There are four of us that were professionals, and we still didn't qualify for a bank loan. So Charles Dole actually carried us on an agreement of sale, which you don't see anymore. Mm-hmm. But he carried us for 2 years on an agreement sale. He said, just move in. And I said, but we don't have all the money ready for the last first 2 months. He said, just move in. I want you to have the house.
Wow.
And so we moved in for 2 months free, and then we started paying him direct on an agreement of sale for 2 years until the banks would take us.
Yeah,
he was a nice man. And these chandeliers are he got from China, and they're priceless. And he said, I'm going to take them when we got them. He said, the priceless, I have to take them. And I said, sure, that's fine. And then he came back and said, well, I wanted it to go to my son, but my son said, I don't want it. So he said, you can keep it, and no cost. And then I had a B&B for a short time, and I had some Chinese visitors come in, and they went around, and they said, do you know what you have? I go, no. The guy said, you really should. Put it on the computer, say what you have, and see what you get. But I haven't done it. But so we haven't touched it. Each scene is different on all of them. Each scene is different, and we lost one. So we don't. I don't touch it at all. Not to clean, nothing. But it was really nice of Mr. Dole to do that. Come on in.
Where do you reckon that? How do you reckon this worked if that was open at one time?
So Beanie, they're asking about the windows, you know? That's the frustrating part without having the original drawing, but Dr. Chapman was saying those are stuffers, you know, outside on the framing both sides of the window.
Right there.
Or like for water drainage. Yeah. But it's always been enclosed since you guys came
It's
hard to see the flow stuff.
Right.
That one might be a little more visible.
No wall here either.
Yeah,
it was all enclosed by the time we got
here.
Right. And then there are holes behind those trees.
Right,
because then see the old hill was torn.
It was
all rock.
Right.
So it's crazy. That's why I'm so anxious.
Maybe they just had a little window between.
Yeah.
Before they took pictures.
Right.
They had these big windows on that side.
Yeah.
That baseboard is different. There was that scupper thing before, so once they close this, they sort of
close it off. Oh, yeah.
Ceiling levels.
These guys, right?
I don't see any, like, joints or anything here on the ceiling? Showing a break or anything?
Yeah. Was that like, it lifts up?
Yeah, it lifts up.
But there's no glass in it.
No, actually, there's
just a screen.
Just a screen that they wear.
Yeah.
But it's all sealed shut now.
Ceiling glass this way on this side,
uh-huh.
But this way on this side.
Yeah, and the same on the floor.
The flooring goes this way on this part.
And the kitchen is huge, but everything about this house is huge. The bathrooms are huge. A lot of room. Yeah. There's a door.
I was gonna say it's a lot of work.
Pantry area.
I'm lucky I have a home guide to help me with
ceiling height.
But I love the house.
Yeah.
Love the house.
High ceilings are just great. It feels really nice.
Yeah, I just. And when my daughters were growing up, we moved in here when my oldest, who's 55 now, she was 3.
And
her bedroom was upstairs, and it was like, okay, Marla, go upstairs and get yourself. Oh, I can't go all the way up by myself.
That's so big.
No. Actually, some of the stuff was made by my cousin and then my daughter. And then some of the stuff was made by
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'll turn on the light over here if you want. Oh, yeah. Just to get an idea,
mm-hmm.
I mean, you guys are welcome to walk around or anything, you know. But this leads that leads to a bedroom. Here, if you want, you go through here.
See what I can do?
Yeah, so you can get a feel for that.
Oh, interesting.
So, yeah, just here, yeah. Here's that extension to the kitchen, which is kind of the end of the bedroom now, but that leads into the kitchen. So you can see they kept all the paneling and the. Yeah. Just made it a little more functional for a living space. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. This place did it. It did have was used as storage, like kitchen, like a it's just more room for the kitchen and like a larger pantry.
Oh, wait, I'll go out. Here you go.
I'll turn on the light. There you go.
A random sink over there.
Yes, that goes into, if you want the kitchen in the back, yeah, you'll see this door.
That's amazing.
Okay, right, you could still open it in front of you, but it's, you can get a shelf there. Yeah, maybe, the frustrating part, like in bed, you don't know for sure. Original bedroom, bathroom.
Okay.
Yeah. That goes outside. Sure. Yeah. were when we walked around the
are
house.
Are you going upstairs?
Yes.
Here, I'll pass this to you. I'm on my knee. I'm going to stay down here.
Okay.
See you on it.
The bedroom's up there. You can park an air plane in it. Okay.
This is the room we're working on right now. Was the master bedroom, and so we're busy trying to get it together. Yeah. Actually, my sister, who I have in that home right now, lived here for a major part of her life.
Hmm.
But I couldn't hear. My bedroom is on the other side, and I couldn't hear her when she fell. And we go to the hospital every 3 weeks, falling down, hitting the head, and UTI, blah, blah, blah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Getting old, it's not
narcissistic. That's right. This is like the sitting room of the bedroom. It's like.
So what? My daughter, we're in the midst of trying to get this together, and then she's going to move in here, and then we're going to rent the cottage.
Oh yeah,
we kind of need the money.
Yeah. Okay. It's a lot to maintain.
Yes. We used to rent that apartment all the time. And that was the selling point when we bought the house, because the realtor goes, you have that cottage, you can rent, it would cover some of the mortgage, and so we practically rented it most of the time. But now that everybody's gone, my sister's gone, my husband's gone, you know, it's like, gotta get together and start keeping everything going, to keep everything. So we're gonna start working on this room, and then move her from in here, and rent that one out. And everybody needs a house now, it seems, in Hawaii.
Yeah.
My neighbor hid this house right about here. He built this big one right here, and the little house he has right here, he kind of redid it, and he rents top little room and bottom little room, and he charges $2,000 for each.
Mm.
And he said there wasn't any problem. I mean, he got it immediately.
Right,
people
yeah.
were really... And I said, but how do you know who you can... I mean, I'm very leery of who you can trust and who you bring in.
Yeah.
He said it took him 6 months to clear them. I was like, wow. Gee.
I have a house in Vancouver, Washington. My renter's been in there. There are times where their back rent is 6 months back.
Ooh.
Yeah, so it's just, I feel,
Ooh.
It's tough. It's tough, especially when we're not even there. Right?
Yeah.
It's hard.
But basically, Katie, it's just like this, just in reverse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
The dog's in there.
Yeah. And then, bedroom in there and another bathroom.
This one's a little smaller than this one.
Yeah.
It's a garden chihuahuas.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, they're being quiet, huh?
No, they can hear you, but they were having a fit. They're here.
Oh, yeah.
Two dogs down.
Yeah.
Oh, there they are.
Any other questions you folks have or anything before we leave? Okay.
And site visit.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah.
I didn't get a chance to go through the nomination that I got through last night, so could you quickly go over the kind of major changes?
The major changes would be like to the windows. I think that was the most obvious. A lot of the
changes to
the outside.
So the original nomination and the new nomination.
Oh, I'm sorry. What I did was the original nomination I had put. Thank you for reminding me. I had put all four criteria. A, B, C, D. I had put the so there, down below in that garden area, there's an archaeological site, what we believe to be one. I'm not an archaeologist, but based on the oral history that Mrs. Music told me, that they did find a cave with some items in there.
Yeah, there's a lava cave.
Yeah, there's a lot there. Yeah. So I had initially put that in, but then I know to expand on it, I just didn't have the time or the capability, so I decided, and plus, out of privacy concerns, I decided, you know what, let's just take it off, you know. So I removed it. And so that criterion D for information potential, took that off. That would need to be like separately kind of delved into, but I do know that's part of the history of the property, at least from when the Musics took over. And then the other criterion was for, you know, famous person was, I had, you know, discussed Charles Dole, but kind of more associating it with Mr. Dole, but without really having hard evidence of his involvement. And it was Charles Dole in and of himself is not famous. His father was. So I did, you know, took that off as famous person associated. He was a well-known, respected businessman, but not maybe enough that people would go, oh, Charles Dole, you know. Oh, they recognize the Dole name, but so took that off. So we're just going based on events, the development of Pacific Heights, the early development. This home is part of it. And on the architecture. So that's A and C. Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. Everybody good? Mm-hmm. Okay, and site visit.